From the Mercy One studio, John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction, Five Suns Naturescapes, and Blessman International.
Welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. We are streaming online, iowacatholicradio.com, and everywhere you are on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Thanks for joining me today. Peter Atkinson is going to be on at 7:15, a professional actor who also works as the founder and CEO of The Merry Beggars, a Catholic media company based in New York City. We're going to talk about The Merry Beggars and their radio plays. The quarantine plays is what they have here. You know, they say theater that heals our culture, and they've got some really fun Catholic entertainment. We're going to talk to them all about what it is, some of the workshops that they have, their blog, as well as their quarantine plays. Peter Atkinson at 7:15 today. Bo Bonner coming up in the second half hour. We are going to be talking to him for our Catholic Truth and Beauty segment, all on faith and science. Do they contradict each other? And how are we to look? What view are we to have of faith through the lens of faith and science? Do they complement each other? A lot of questions here for Bo. We'll have that coming up here in the second half hour. We'll also be talking about some quotes today from G.K. Chesterton. I am going to get to those early this morning, so we'll have those coming up. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get to all of them, but there was a great blog piece that was done just to remind us how witty, funny, and, just darn right this guy was. G.K. Chesterton coming up here very soon. We'll have some of those quotes for you. Mark Amadeo, news and sports, weather straight from the desk of TV 13. Meteorologist Megan Sowa. Jimmy will have your traffic, and that'll do it. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo now. News and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. Happy Hump Day Wednesday to you.
Good morning to you, my friend.
Yeah, a little chilly out there. I had the puppy duty this morning, taking out the dog, and I didn't realize it was 0 degrees, yes. The feels-like temperature. I knew something was up.
I realized it right away when I went outside this morning. I have my heavy coat, but I thought, boy, it is cold.
Yeah. Didn't affect the dog, but it affected me, yeah. So you go figure that out.
No doubt about that.
So, you know, last night we had a basketball game. That's my first game back after being in the COVID protocol.
Yes.
And things went well. I appreciate all the folks that were praying and all that. And had a few people say, where's the other guy at that was where's that other guy? Why isn't he back? So
do you feel,
talk
now,
about Joe, now talk let, about Joe Stacy.
Sure, like, sure. Now thanks, let me ask you, do you lungs feel full capacity again, or are we still recovering?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
No. I was good after I had the infusion therapy at Mercy One there, and I felt good the next day. But
good.
Getting back your strength and your lungs capacity has been a challenge. But no, it was all good by last week, and I was feeling pretty good. So
glad to hear it.
But yeah, so I appreciate all the folks. But where's the other guy? That was a good
that
one
was
last
it.
Night.
That was it. Where's the other guy?
I looked and I said, I wonder if there's like a Father Michael or a John Leonetti connection to this one. I looked and no, there wasn't.
I'll have to remember that. Where's the other guy?
Yeah, where's the other guy? So, I made it through just one game, so I was able to get through. So,
good. I'm glad to hear that. He's back. Yeah. He's ready to go.
I am.
All right.
I'm ready to go. Ready for the rest of winter.
Love
all right. Let's
that.
Get right to it. We've got probably the warmest day today, John. So you want to take your kids out and fly a kite in the middle of January. Today would be the day.
Yes.
43 degrees, south wind at 20 to 30 miles per hour. That'll make it a missile. 20 to 30 mile an hour winds.
Ooh. Not good.
Yeah. Well, it'll be a little bring up the warm air. Warm air from Kansas, so we'll need that.
My goodness.
From the WHO TV 13 Weather Desk right now, and meteorologist Megan Selwa. Currently in Des Moines, the Mercy One Studios, we have 12 degrees, south-southeast wind at 8 miles per hour. And yes, the feels-like temperature, and I can attest to this, folks, 0 degrees. And today it'll be mostly sunny, windy, and warmer. High of 43 degrees with southwest winds 20 to 30 miles per hour throughout the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low of 26 degrees, and tomorrow, partly cloudy. And not too bad, a high of 39 degrees for your Thursday. Friday, partly cloudy and colder, high of just 22 degrees. Friday night's going to dip down to 8 degrees. And Saturday, we'll see partly cloudy skies, high of 26 degrees. And snow Saturday afternoon and evening all the way through Sunday. Sunday's high of 32 degrees. We could see a rain-snow mix and maybe some accumulation from Saturday's snow. So just something to look forward to this weekend. Well, in the news on this Wednesday morning, the Internal Revenue Service has now has its free file option open for filing your taxes. IRS spokesman said yesterday filing is especially important for anyone who didn't get their first or second economic impact payment. They will still need to file a tax return for 2020. Now, those who don't qualify for the free file program can still find useful information on the IRS website. That's irs.gov. They have a program called Fillable Forms where you can fill out electronic versions of the common tax forms. You fill in the information and use them to file your taxes. The IRS, the tax filing deadline last year was moved back because of the pandemic, but it's moved back this year to the normal April 15th deadline. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night, Dowling girls and boys basketball teams traveled to Des Moines North in the girls' contest. 12th-ranked Dowling improved their record to 7-3 as they defeated Des Moines North 76-34. Lexi Bowles leading the way for the Maroons with 17 points, and she and five others were in double figures. Emma Gipple with 13 points and Lauren Fredericks with 12 points. In the boys' contest, the game you heard right here on Iowa Catholic Radio, Dowling boys defeated Des Moines North 82-56. Maroons improved their record to 5-4. We have a highlight clip from last night's boys' game.
Nice job by the Maroons, holding the one court. And now a flush, Fredrick, he running the court, and a tremendous pass from Reno, and he flushes it through.
And that was Ryan Riggs on the dunk there, as he led Dowling in scoring last night with 18 points. Jack Gredeke with 13 points, and Matt Riedel, who got the assist in that last segment, had 10 points as the Maroons winning 82-56 over Des Moines North. Up next for the Dowling boys this Friday night, they travel to number 2 Waukee. Our pregame show will begin at 6:30 and tip off at 6:45 from the Waukee gym. There'll be no girls game on Friday. Last night, women's college basketball, what an exciting finish up in Ames as number 24 Iowa State held off Oklahoma 64-63 at Hilton Coliseum. Iowa State women, their record improves to 10-4 on the season. Last night, a top 10 matchup in boys swimming as number 1 Waukee defeated number 8 Dowling 110-60 at the Waukee pool. And yesterday in high school girls and boys bowling at Val Lanes in West Des Moines, the Ottumwa girls defeated Dowling by 752 pins. The Ottumwa boys defeated Dowling by 215 pins. But Dowling Catholic senior Owen Brock bowled a 288 single game in a 485 series. Congratulations to Owen. Dowling bowlers will be in action this afternoon in our Dowling Catholic sports calendar. The Maroons hosting Fort Dodge at Val Lanes, and that the match is getting underway at 2:30 at Val Lanes in West Des Moines. Once again, from the Mercy One studio in Des Moines, currently mostly clear skies, 12 degrees, a south-southeast wind at 8 miles per hour. That feels like temperature at zero right now. And today we'll see mostly sunny skies, windy and warmer, high of 43 degrees, brisk southwest winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Wednesday morning John Leonetti Show. Coming up, Jimmy Olson, and he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
We are starting off accident-free and looking good heading into downtown for both the east and west. Mixer running 7 minutes from both directions. It's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Short, easy. I like those kind of traffic reports, Jim.
Better than yesterday.
Yes, a lot better than yesterday. No question about it. G.K. Chesterton, boy, he is one of my favorite authors. I don't know about you, but I just love reading his stuff. And there was a nice blog piece that was done by Alex Hay, and he says here, he says, one of the reasons that he likes G.K. Chesterton so much is he's so quotable. I don't know if you have come across different quotes or sayings of GK, but if you haven't, I'm going to give you some here. He is probably one of the most quotable people you're ever going to read. I mean, and when I read his books, I honestly bring a highlighter with me. I don't do that very often, but I will just highlight. I mean, and if you were to look kind of in my my books at home, you won't find that. I just don't do it a lot. But I always bring out that highlighter, if I don't have a highlighter, a pen, just to underline. So here are some of his favorite, and these aren't necessarily my favorite. I got a few more that I would add here, but he's got some that I thought were really interesting. In fact, he starts off with just a funny one, lighthearted humor. This is not, of course, a Catholic one. You don't need to kind of read between the lines to understand it. He says, quote, "Poets have been mysteriously silent on the subject of cheese." Yes. Why are you ever thought about that with cheese being so popular? Why are there not more poems on cheese? All right. Now he gets a little bit deeper. He says this, fairy tales are more than true, not because they tell us dragons exist, but because they tell us dragons can be beaten. Slay those dragons, huh? "A dead thing can go with the stream," GK says, "but only a living thing can go against it." Now, this is something that I have reminded myself often in the culture in which we live. A dead thing can go with the stream. So something that is dead, lifeless, will always go with the stream. It'll always move with the current. But only a living thing can go against it. Now, isn't that true for us as Catholics? We are constantly, if we are going to live our faith, we're constantly swimming upstream. We're constantly having to battle the culture. A dead thing can go with the stream, but only a living thing can go against it. "Fallacies do not cease to be fallacies because they become fashions," GK says. Fallacies do not cease to be fallacies because they become fashions. So something that gains notoriety or popularity, something that gains the attention, or we just kind of become comfortable with, if it's still wrong, it's wrong. Fallacies do not cease to be fallacies because they become fashions. He says, "To have a right to do a thing is not at all the same as to be right in doing it." To have a right to do a thing is not at all the same as to be right in doing it. He says, "I agree with the realistic Irishman who said he preferred to prophesy after the event." I like that. I think that's interesting, right? "I agree with the realistic Irishman who said he preferred to prophesy after the event," or prophesy, in whatever way you would pronounce it. He says, "Progress should mean that we are always changing the world to fit the vision. Instead, we are always changing the vision." You've heard that phrase before, maybe, moving the goalposts. You ever heard that phrase? Just keep moving the goalposts to kind of fit whatever vision that you or I, that we may have, or the vision of the world. We don't really stand for anything. We just continue to kind of move that and play a different game. "Progress should mean that we are always changing the world to fit the vision. Instead, we are always changing the vision." He says, "The true soldier fights not because he hates what is in front of him, but because he loves what is behind him." I think that's an interesting one as well. The true soldier fights not because he hates what is in front of him, but because he loves what is behind him. Again, you know, you read this with kind of the, at least for me, you know, with the through the lens of our faith. You know, and again, we don't hate the world. We don't hate the culture. It's good. The world is good. It's made in the image, or not in the image and likeness of God. We are in the people that we're battling against, but the world is good because God created it, and the people are good that God has here, made in the image and likeness. But we don't fight in our faith because we hate what God has created here. No. Again, it's good. It can go bad, but the creation itself, what God has put forth within us, us in the world, is a good. But because we love what is behind us, And that is Christ Jesus. That is our faith. That's why we fight. Once abolish the God and the government becomes the God. You know, I think of, you know, this last year, pretty contentious, right? Out there with politics, right and left. And it can become our God. And we have to remember it's not. It is our Lord. If you attempt an actual argument with a modern paper of opposite politics, you will have no answer except slanging or silence. I think that's funny. The Bible tells us to love our neighbors and also to love our enemies, probably because they are generally the same people. Ooh. There are those who hate Christianity and call their hatred an all-embracing love for all religions. Think about that. It has often been said, very truly, that religion is the thing that makes the ordinary man feel extraordinary. It is an equally important truth that religion is the thing that makes the extraordinary man feel ordinary. And finally, it's not that we don't have enough scoundrels to curse. It's that we don't have enough good men to curse them. Ooh. So there's some more that he has here. The riddles of God are more satisfying than the solutions of man. A Catholic is a person who has plucked up courage to face the incredible and inconceivable idea that something else may be wiser than he is. And he says this, the difficulty of explaining why I am Catholic is that there are 10,000 reasons, all amounting to one reason, that Catholicism is true. So there you have it. Some quotes from G.K. Chesterton, one of the greats, no question about it. All right, coming up right after this, Peter Atkinson is going to be on, a professional actor who works as the founder and CEO of The Merry Beggars, a Catholic media company based in New York City. We're going to learn all about it and how they're bringing true and good and beautiful entertainment back to the world. Peter Atkinson right after this. John Lee and Eddie in the Morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thanks for being a part of the show today. And thank you to Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling for underwriting the show. Customer satisfaction, well, that comes first. Whether it be plumbing, heating, air conditioning services, over 20 years, Golden Rule. Thank you for underwriting the show and what you do for us here to support us at Iowa Catholic Radio. GoldenRulePHC.com. That is GoldenRulePHC.com.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at CindySchulte.com. 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Thank you, Blessed Mary International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessed Mary International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessedmaryinternational.org. That's blessedmaryinternational.org.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. Their number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
Thank you, Confluence Brewing Company, for underwriting Christ is the Answer with Father Ricardo and for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Father Ricardo is featured daily at 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. Confluence Brewing Company is located off the bike trail south of Grays Lake. ConfluenceBrewing.com.
Iowa Catholic Radio, connecting listeners to Christ.
Iowa Catholic Radio is a safe place to go to get consistent Catholic teaching. With all the conflicting messages and chaos in our world, I can find the truth and where God fits into it all. It reminds me He is always there and will never abandon us.
Would you consider a $30 a month donation?
You can give at iowacatholicradio.com through the Iowa Catholic Radio app or call 515-223-1150.
Thanks for joining me, friends. Your Catholic Truth and Beauty segment coming up in the second half hour. Bo Bonner going to talk about faith and science today. Are they complementary? Do they contrast? We'll have a lot to discuss here with Bo, so stick around. Peter Atkinson joins me now, professional actor, also works as the founder and CEO of The Merry Beggars. Hey, Peter.
Good morning, John. It's great to talk to you.
My goodness, you are coming in clear. What are you on here? Skype or Zoom?
Well, this is the result of launching radio shows. Is you have to upgrade your audio equipment to actually, you know, sound at the top of your game.
Yes, I like it here, my friend. First and foremost, the Merry Beggars. I like the name. Where does it come from?
It actually comes from before I launched this and before I went to New York for grad school. I founded a Shakespeare program in Southern Florida, and I was looking for a name for the high school troupe down there. And an old professor of mine suggested this name, which comes from a 16th century play called The Merry Beggars, which is about a bunch of actors who perform plays in order to earn food and drinks and whatnot. So it seemed an apt name for a scrappy group of entertainers.
Now you're an actor, so you are in New York City now. Where are you from?
So I was born in Canada. My dad was actually an Anglican priest who converted to Catholicism and brought our whole family down to Washington, D.C. So I grew up in Washington, D.C., went to Ave Maria University down in Southwest Florida for my undergrad, where I studied classics. And then I went to New York for Columbia University in their graduate acting program.
And you've always enjoyed acting. Anything, you know, more theater than movies, that sort of thing?
Oh my gosh. You know, there's some vocations that you just can't resist. When I was seven, I was attending some of my older siblings. I'm the youngest of six kids. And so my older siblings were in a theater troupe, and I used to attend their rehearsals even though I was too young to join, until the organization made an exception for me. So from the age of seven until today, I've been doing theater and performing, and it's one of those things, if you're born with it, you just can't resist it.
You know, my wife is not an actress, but she absolutely loves theater, so she drags me to a lot of plays, and normally I go kicking and screaming. It's not my thing, but it's her thing more than anything, and I always walk out just happier. I love it. I mean, I just have a lot of fun doing it. Talk to me about the quarantine plays.
Yeah, so the Merry Beggars, we were founded, I've been working on developing this for the past 3 years, really since I went to Columbia University, and I realized that there just needed to be a space for actors and artists who weren't going to jump in on the secular bandwagon and wanted to create some form of entertainment that was in harmony with their faith. And in my experience, there just isn't much of that. So we had a lot of plans for 2020. We were going to host a training conference for Catholic high school teachers to give them advanced acting techniques to bring to their students. We were planning local events for artists in New York City and Washington, D.C., and then obviously COVID hits, which makes in-person events not very popular. In-person events in New York City, in Manhattan, even less popular. Yeah. And so we had to rearrange everything. And I was talking to one of our advisory board members, who's your listeners may know him, Father Peter John Cameron. He was the editor of Magnificat for 20 years or so. And he and I were talking, and he gave me this idea of launching this series of radio shows called The Quarantine Plays. So we launched this contest almost a year ago, crazy enough, where we challenged playwrights to write 10-minute scripts in response to the theme of quarantine, trying to explore, like, what's our experience of everyone is becoming a monk nowadays because of the lockdowns and quarantine. So what does this do to us? What human experiences are in that? And we got over 120 responses from around the world, Australia, New Zealand, Ireland, most of the United States. And then after we worked with about 35 judges, we whittled it down to 12 or so plays that we're currently producing. So there are these 10-minute radio shows written by playwrights around the world in response to the theme of quarantine and trying to understand spiritually what's happening in our society and finding what stories are emerging because of this.
What's the most interesting one?
Oh my gosh, there were so many. There were some that were just like strange and, you know, off the bat, okay, we can't produce this. Sure. And there are a lot of ones that were not exactly in harmony with the Catholic faith, as you can imagine, coming from the world of the arts. One of my favorite ones was actually the first one we produced, which is this a dystopian world in England in the future, probably like 100 or 200 years from now. And the government is using this radio program to sort of brainwash the citizens, and it's this sort of like crazy trip of a future science fiction world. It's really fun. And there are also ones we just produced one called I Do Like the Rain, which is about this really sweet family drama of healing of the relationship of a husband and wife and their family. There's a whole range. There's a lot.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Now, is there a market for this, like good Catholic entertainment like this in the arts that you've really kind of hit on?
Yeah, so one of the reasons that we decided to stick with radio, I grew up listening to, you know, The Shadow, The Lone Ranger, Gunsmoke, et cetera, et cetera. I grew up listening to thousands and thousands of those shows. And we weren't originally going to be a radio theater company. That wasn't the strategy for how we wanted to affect the culture. But as soon as we launched this, we received a bigger and more enthusiastic response, you know, emails pouring in, people letting us know how important this was to them. So there really is a market that's hungry for quality professional entertainment that's in harmony with Catholic faith. A lot of the stuff that caters to Christian or Catholic audiences isn't, you know, at the top of the professional game. A lot of the time, the craft isn't there, you know. I've seen again and again with my friends in the industry that a lot of the Catholic artists that I know usually come up, as I've come up many times in my own career, you come up to a point where you're offered this project that, you know, that conflicts with your faith. And so you either have to give up your faith and take the project and hope it leads to fame and fortune, or you give up the project and you damage your career, and then you end up, you know, leaving the industry in a few years. Mm. So it's been really beautiful as the Mary Bakers has grown. It's been really beautiful to hear from artists around the United States and beyond just saying, like, I didn't know there was a Catholic theater company. I didn't know that Catholics were actually in this space doing good work. So there's both a market in terms of audience. You know, I've heard from a lot of families wanting this type of entertainment for their children and their families. But I've also heard from a lot of artists who are just hungry for other Catholics to work with. And I think a lot of us feel isolated in the industry.
Boy, you've really you touched on something that I think is going to be and can be big. And I think there is a market for it. I really do. In fact, I've already got a couple text messages saying this sounds awesome. Where can people go to find this and listen?
Yeah, so the best place is our website, themarybakers.com. Mary spelled M-E-R-R-Y. I realized for a Catholic audience, sometimes they'll spell it M-A-R-Y in piety, but it's actually The Mary Bakers. And you can find all our radio plays. They're all up there for free. We have 3 quarantine plays produced. We're actually currently producing the 4th one this month. They can also find our daily podcast up there. It's called The Dailies, not very originally, but an effective name. They can also find those podcasts anywhere they listen to podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you know, anything like that. And you can also sign up for our mission updates on the website. We have a lot of things planned for 2021. We're in development of 4 shows, including a children's show and a show about Jérôme Lejeune, which, in my opinion, he was the greatest pro-life scientist of the last century. So there's a lot of things planned for 2021.
You know, there are people that can sit back and wait for life to come to them after something like this. And there's people like you that go out there and create it. And you've done it, man. I think this is really awesome. I can't wait to tell my wife about it. I mean, really. So keep up the good work, brother.
Thanks so much, John. It's been a pleasure. Really, really happy to talk to you.
Absolutely. TheMerryBeggars.com, friends. The Mary, M-E-R-R-Y, Beggars.com. Peter Atkinson, everyone. Really, really cool stuff. I'm going to definitely check out some of the stuff they have here. And good Catholic entertainment. We need more of it, don't we, friends? Coming up, second half hour, Bo Bonner. Faith and science is what we're going to talk about today. Do they contradict each other? The world says they do. The world says that they don't go hand in hand, or they can't go hand in hand, or it's a contradiction. You're either a man or woman of science, or you're a man or woman of faith. Either or, right? Wrong. That's not what the Catholic faith says. Bo Bonner's going to be on to explain all of that coming up in the second half hour for our Catholic Truth and Beauty segment. We'll save some good time for Bo. Wednesday, January 20th, John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you for being a part of the show today. And thank you to Blessman International for underwriting this show. We appreciate you, Doc, and what you do to support us here at Iowa Catholic Radio, and we try to give back just a little bit as well. Limpopo, South Africa, that's where they've been since 2001, back and forth here to the States and back there to help the children and families to meet the basic needs of so many, and they have done just that. BlessmanInternational.org, that is BlessmanInternational.org.
Gospel according to Mark. Jesus entered the synagogue. There was a man there who had a withered hand. They watched Jesus closely to see if he would cure him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. He said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up here before us." Then he said to the Pharisees, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than to destroy it?" But they remained silent. Looking around at them with anger, and grieved at their hardness of heart, Jesus said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately took counsel with the Herodians against him to put him to death.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, our number one rule is the Golden Rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated. And there's no better time than now to be living it. This year has been one for the record books, and the hits just keep on coming. So at Golden Rule, we are doing what we can to help out yet again. Introducing our Golden Age Buyback Program. As your HVAC system reach the golden years of life, we will give you up to $1,500 to have it replaced. Everyone deserves the Golden Rule, and this is one way Golden Rule gives back to you. Go to GoldenRulePHC.com.
Thank you to Bozeman the Florist for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio, Dowling Catholic Football, and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? Hey, this is Tom Bozeman from Bozeman the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bozeman. That's 244 Rose, 244-7673, or visit us at Bozeman.com.
Happy Wednesday to you, friends. Thanks for joining me. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. It is January 20th. Coming up second half hour here, Bo Bonner was just texting with him. He's in, I think, Oklahoma right now. His wife's grandfather has just passed, and so we'll keep them in our prayers. But we're going to talk about faith and science today, the complementarity of faith and science. When the world says they contradict each other, our faith says not so fast. We'll have that for you coming up here soon. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Mark Amadeo, News and Sports.
News and Sports with Mark Amadeo.
Where's that other guy?
Yeah. Well, Jimmy, he's back at, he's doing traffic today. He's there.
The other guy. That's who I'm looking for.
The other guy, yeah. That was a good one last night. Where's the other guy? Who's the guy that was doing all of January's basketball games for Iowa Catholic Radio? Bring him back. Bring the other Italian back, Joe Stacy.
It had to feel good to be back for you, right? I mean, when you're away for a couple weeks like that, and, you know, this is your blood.
It is, and it was, and we had a lot of fun over there at North High School, and I think. Thanks to all those folks there. They do a great job, Terry Boobin and all that group. But it was super. We got a lot of, you know, messages, phone calls from athletic directors, some coaches saying, hey, what's going on? I hear you don't see you on the TV or the radio. And I said, yeah, some guy named Leonetti wanted to try it out, and I just let him do it for a while. And then Joe Stacy was around. And
well, I didn't want to. I wanted it to be your decision to you know, say what you had, because I don't feel comfortable doing that
sure.
while you were gone. And so you came back and said it, and so we're talking about it. But I had quite a few people ask me as well, where is he? What's going on? I said, he'll be back.
Yeah. I got the COVID, yep. and we all did. My daughter unfortunately started it and then continued on through the family, but I had it the worst.
Yeah.
Of course, it always does that. I probably on a scale of 1 to 10, I had it probably a 5 out of the whole deal. At times it felt like a 10.
They're saying that men, from what I've been reading, that men have it get it worse than women, and I don't know why. That's some of the things that I've been reading.
Yeah, I don't know. I know the coaches out at Waukee, the girls' coaches, they got another week of COVID shutdown. They didn't get it as bad. And one of them, so I don't know. That's
interesting.
There's a lot of theories, John. Blood type, DNA makeup, how this virus attacks you. It really is interesting.
Yeah, we pray for those that have died. I think I saw 400,000 now.
Oh,
that this is horrible. This is claimed, and we'll keep going. Try to be safe out there, friends.
Absolutely. Now, you're asking about my lung intake. You know, it's not as good as you were back in the 90s when you walked across America. I don't have that
90s.
Kind of capacity. Was this the 90s or early 2000s? When was it?
It was about, 13 years ago now? 14 years ago? Something
no.
Like that.
Was,
yeah.
it, was it really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it was something, I'll tell you. I think I was 22 when I started and celebrated my birthday at my 23rd birthday, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, on the road.
So we were just going to take a trek down memory lane. You walked across America, then you walked into a Starbucks, and you met your wife.
Yes,
something like that.
The most expensive cup of coffee I've ever gotten, and there it is.
Wow.
The nice thing about traveling like
not
I do,
touching that one.
The nice thing about traveling like I do is I can tell the same jokes over and over again, and they're always funny. So I got a little bit out of that for this the radio audience here. I got to come up with more.
I haven't heard that in a while. You said that before, but I just wanted to get my sequential events in order with the John Leonetti journey.
There you go. You got
walking
it.
And how many pairs of shoes did you go through before we go to
the
weather sports?
I went through eight. I went through eight pairs of shoes, yep.
Any sandals worn during that time?
No. You know, at night, kind of put the sandals on if you're at the hotel or someone's house or out on the street. You know, just kind of relax. But, mostly shoes.
When's the movie coming out?
There is no movie coming out. It was a one and done for me. I will never, people say, ooh, you can do that again? Never again. Never again. It was one-time thing.
You had the Catholic movie guy on, and that was a great segment you just had. I thought maybe, all right, John's he's angling in here. There's a story. He's trying to sell a script.
And I
got
stories.
Something going on.
My goodness, I've got stories.
Well, so do we. So if you ever do it, make sure they call us. We've got a few that we want to add that maybe you didn't think of.
I will do just that. I promise you.
All right, my friend. Hey, enjoy your hump day Wednesday, my friend.
You as well.
Thank you. All right, let's get right to it from the WHO TV 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently in Des Moines at the Mercy One Studios. Mostly clear skies, a balmy 12 degrees, south-southeast wind at 8 miles per hour, putting that feels-like temperature down to zero this morning on this Wednesday, January 20th, 2021. Inauguration Day, that's all taking place right now in Washington, D.C. And today we'll see mostly sunny skies here in central Iowa, windy and warmer. High of 43 degrees, southwest winds 20 to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low of 26 degrees. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 39 degrees, a little bit cooler. And on your Thursday, Friday, partly cloudy and colder, high of just 22 degrees. And then the weekend, not looking too bad. We're going to see Saturday be good, high of 26 degrees and cloudy skies. We're going to see a chance of snow Saturday night and a rain-snow mix on Sunday. Sunday's high 32 degrees, so plan ahead as we have another storm lurking in the wings. In the news on this Wednesday morning, the Internal Revenue Service now has its free file option open for filing your taxes. An IRS spokesman says filing is especially important for anyone who didn't get their first or second economic impact payment. They will still need to file a tax return for 2020. Now, those who don't qualify for the free file program can still find useful information on the IRS website. That's irs.gov. They have a program called Fillable Forms where you can fill out electronic versions of the common tax forms. You fill in the information and then use them to file your taxes. The IRS tax filing deadline was moved back last year because of the pandemic, but it's moving back to its normal April 15th deadline this year. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night, high school girls and boys basketball. Dowling teams were on the road at Des Moines North in the girls' contest. 12th-ranked Dowling improved its record to 7-3 as they defeated Des Moines North 76-34. Lexi Bulls leading five players in double figures with 17 points. Emma Gipple with 13 points as the Maroons improved their record to 7-3. In the game you heard right here on Iowa Catholic Radio, the boys' contest, Dowling boys improved their record to 5-4 as they defeated Des Moines North 82-56. And we have a highlight clip from that boys' game.
Dribbling up underneath the Lynch, and he slams it home. Andrew Lynch with the stuff.
And that was Dowling's Andrew Lynch with the basket as Maroons improved to a 5-4 record as they defeated Des Moines North last night, 82-56. Ryan Riggs leading the way with 18 points, Jack Gerdeke with 13 points, and Matt Riedel with 10. Up next for the Dowling boys are on the road at number 2 Waukee. This Friday night we'll have the game on Iowa Catholic Radio. Pregame at 6:30 and tip-off at 6:45. There'll be no girls game as the Waukee girls are still in the COVID protocol. Last night, women's college basketball, what an exciting finish up in Ames as number 24 Iowa State defeated and held off Oklahoma 64-63. The Cyclones now improved their record to 10-4. And last night we had high school boys swimming, a top 10 matchup out in Waukee, and number 1 Waukee defeated 8th-ranked Dowling 110-60. Yesterday in high school girls and boys bowling, Dowling hosting Ottumwa at Val Lanes in West Des Moines. Ottumwa girls defeated Dowling by 752 pins, and the Ottumwa boys defeated the Maroons by 215 pins. A shout out to Dowling Catholic senior Owen Brock. He bowled a 288 single game and a 485 series in the match yesterday at Ottumwa. Today, high school girls and boys bowling on our Dowling Catholic sports calendar. Fort Dodge comes to town. They take on the Maroons at Val Lanes once again, and that'll be a 2:30 match in West Des Moines. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, currently mostly clear skies, 12 degrees, a south-southeast wind at 8 miles per hour. That feels like temperature at 0 degrees right now. Today it'll be mostly sunny, windy, and much warmer, a high of 43 degrees, southwest winds 20 to 30 miles per hour throughout the day here in central Iowa. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Wednesday morning. John Leonetti Show coming up. Jimmy Olson, and he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Still accident-free, no major delays as we continue with that drive this morning. Again, heading into downtown from both the east and west mixer. Running about 7 minutes in both directions. Again, a cold morning, going to see some slick spots out there, so just use caution as you head out and about. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to your Saint of the Day.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
This saint was so heroic that he was already being venerated in the time of St. Ambrose, St. Sebastian today. He was an early Christian martyr. Not much is known with certainty about Sebastian, but the common story, the wild and fantastic story, the one that most tell, is by far the most fascinating, really kind of all we know about him. He's believed to have joined the Roman army because he was only from that position. It was only from that position that he thought he could help Christians as they were being killed. So the Romans were killing the Christians, so he disguised himself as a Roman, in the Roman army to try to save them. Well, eventually he was found out. And the Emperor Diocletian, another bad, bad dude, sentenced him to death. He was shot several times by arrows. Now, when fellow Christians came to bury his body, this is fascinating, he was found to still be alive. Instead of fleeing to Rome to save his life, you and I would do that, right? All of a sudden, you survive this, and you think, well, I'm running, I'm going to hide. They think I'm dead. Not Sebastian. He had them take him to a spot that he knew the emperor, Diocletian, would pass by. And he waited there until he did. So what did Sebastian do when Diocletian started walking by? He jumped out from behind a tree and started heckling the emperor, challenging him for his cruelty towards Christians, telling him to change and convert his life. embarrassed that Sebastian was still alive after he had ordered him executed, the emperor decided to kill him a different way. Sebastian was clubbed to death, and his body was buried in the Appian Way, near the present-day Basilica of St. Sebastian. Sebastian is the patron saint of athletes, the police officers, and, of course, archers. I also think he needs to be the patron saint of hecklers. We ask today, St. Sebastian, to pray for us. Amen. And a big thanks to Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, for underwriting our Saint of the Day, experience in wills and estate planning. Yes, it's easy to put this stuff off. That would be a mistake. We're still in the new year, right? 224-1776. That's 515-224-1776. Coming up right after this, Bo Bonner, we're going to talk about faith and science. Do they contradict each other or do they complement each other? Our faith says complement. The world says contradict. We're going to hash this one out. Bo Bonner coming up right after this. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you for being a part of the show today. And thank you to Five Sons Naturescapes Landscape and Design for underwriting the show. A Catholic veteran-owned family with a wide range of high-quality hardscape services, paver patios, sidewalks, retaining walls, premium boulder walls, window wells, and more, including more. Yes, passionate about their work and service they provide. 515-493-1060. That's 493-1060. FiveSonsNaturescapes.com. Thank you for underwriting the show. FiveSonsNaturescapes.com. Your Diocesan Minute is right now.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Wednesday, January 20th. I'm Kelly Mesher Collins. Celebrating a birthday today is Father Dan Sipker. Father Sipker is pastor of Our Lady of the Holy Rosary Parish in Glenwood. Happy birthday. Registration is open for Catholic Youth Camp Summer 2021. Your kids will find remodeled facilities, brand new cabins, fun activities, and lots of opportunities to deepen their faith. Learn more and register at stmcenter.com. That's stmcenter.com. Did you know the Emmaus House offers virtual events each week to deepen your faith while joining from the safety of your own home? Emmaus House offers centering prayer every Wednesday at noon, guided prayerful meditation at noon every Friday, and reflection on our experience every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Learn more and RSVP at theemmaushouse.org. That's theemmaushouse.org. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher Collins.
Listen to Be Not Afraid with Father Fabian Mancata and Father PJ McManus Tuesday mornings at 9 on Iowa Catholic Radio and on demand at iowacatholicradio.com and the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
Beeldecan Construction. Not going along with the crowd will help you stand out in the crowd. Beeldecan Construction proudly supports Iowa Catholic Radio. Beeldecan Construction is a commercial general contractor providing pre-construction, estimating, and scheduling services through completion of construction. We can build projects ranging from tenant improvements and historical renovations to high-rise buildings. We build confidence. Learn more about the nearly 40 projects in the Des Moines metro area completed by Beeldecan Construction by visiting www.bdconstruct.com.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
Thanks to Dean Bell for underwriting the show. Dean, dear friend of mine, been with us now for quite a while. Thank you. Residential Re-Roofs, 963-4494. Yes, even in the snow, even in the cold, they're out there. 963-4494. Let's go to our next guest of the day. You know him as Bo Bonner. Bo, hello, sir.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning to you. Let's see, you are in Oklahoma right now, correct?
Kansas.
Kansas, I'm sorry, and that is you are there for Robin's grandfather's funeral. We will offer our morning, our prayer at the end of this show for him and the repose of his soul as well. How old was he?
He is 85, and we really appreciate that. Yep. No, that means a lot to us.
Absolutely, my friend. All right, let's talk about faith and science today. The world says they're contradictory. You can either be a person of faith or a person of science, and if you're a person of faith, well, you're not very smart, is what the world says. But we say it's both and.
Yeah, I think that one of the things that's important to remember is that saying you're a person of faith or a person of science is already sort of extrapolating the whole deal two or three times out. What I mean by that is to say what people usually are getting at is questions about how does the act of faith or having faith differ from what they think science is about? So reason or the scientific method or experimental verification. You can get into very technical detail, right, about what is empiricism? What does it mean to deduct rather than abstract? And you can get into the big details about knowledge. But at basic root, what people, I think, really mean, John, is they actually have faith in very different things. Because what's funny about science, right, is to do science is to believe in the scientific method. It's to be rigorous about experiments. But all of these things are rooted in believing that there are prior things that experts say that we trust, and then we go about our day, whether we're scientists doing experiments or we're just average day people using the quote-unquote fruits of science. But what's silly about this, right, is, you know, it's the same sort of basic knowledge, the same basic will that has to be involved. If I'm going to trust getting on an airplane, which is a very heavy, big old bag of metal that promises to fly me through the air, if I don't know exactly how planes work because I'm not an aerodynamic engineer, what do you got to have, John, in order to get on that plane?
Faith.
You have to have something close to faith. Now, we, of course, believe faith is also a theological reality. We believe it's a gift given by God. But I think for most people at root, what they're asking about is, why do I trust some authorities rather than others? And I think what it comes down to, John, is they're like, well, I use more things from this one authority, so technology and science, than the other. But to oppose the two seems, if you're going to oppose authorities, there's a lot bigger debate I think we can have between than just faith and science. I think that's where a lot of the disconnect comes from.
So you're saying it's not either or. You're saying they're really, in some ways, kind of the same thing. The world, I don't know. I mean, we look out into the world today and they say, you know, faith is just silly. It's something kind of wishful thinking. So you're saying, you know, it can kind of be, the, you kind of turn the tables on them as well. What is a complementarity as a Catholic? How should we see science in our own lives as well as faith?
Yeah, well, so, I mean, when you think about what we would have to believe as believers when we look at science, lucky for us, there's nothing about doubting the fact that our brains work or that people in the world can discover things, because at least in the Catholic understanding of how Christianity works, God made the world, in fact, intelligible, not only that we could interact in it and understand it and manipulate it. I mean, he put us in a garden when he created us, right? So already God thought we were going to be able to look at the world, study it, understand it, and in some ways even improve it if we our wills were aligned with him. But furthermore, long history within the church is to say, and proves that the church has always said, go explore the world, go do experiments, go find out about the world, because the truth about God himself is written in the world. You hear medieval theologians all the time talking about the book of Scripture and the book of nature, and that if we just take the time to study God's creation, we'll understand more about the Creator. The church itself was one of the most money-giving patrons to what we would call the beginnings of science well into the early modern era. And it was only with the modern world where there were political implications and maybe philosophical ones to say, to pit the church against what was going on in science and what was going on in the world of faith. When you reduce science to its ability to do whatever it wants, and then the church says you can't do that, now there's a vested interest to say, oh, you're either a person of science or a person of faith. But the historical record simply disproves this, where we have multiple priests themselves who were scientists at the forefront of some of the biggest scientific discoveries in the modern world.
It's just amazing how quickly the narrative can change. It shouldn't surprise me, but it does.
I was going to say, like the last few years, nothing should surprise you.
It should not surprise me whatsoever with this. Bo Bonner, what do we got coming up on your show today? Are you guys doing a rerun?
No, actually, Joe Stopulis is going to substitute in for me, so it's the Joe and Bud show for a day. So that should be fun. You guys should make sure to listen to those two. That will be a fun curveball, a different flavor of cake for the Uncommon Good.
Yes, sir. That'll be coming up this morning at 10 o'clock, friends. You can always check out the Uncommon Good, iowacatholicradio.com. All the podcasts are there. God bless you, brother.
God bless. Thanks, John.
All right, friends. That puts this show in the books today. Let's offer our prayer, as we said, for the repose of the soul of Bo's wife Robin's grandfather and their family today, and all those who have died, the faithfully departed, those holy souls in purgatory as well. We ask for a speedy route to heaven as we pray.
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us to protect us all from evil and bring us to his everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for tuning in today, friends. We'll be back on live tomorrow. I am John Leonetti. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.
Like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known. Father's heart. Into the world we're reaching out to show them who you are. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction, Five Suns Naturescapes, and Blessman International.